You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com.
Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
There are children being ritualistically sodomized by deep state officers of reptilian descent.
Reptilian? You mean like lizard people?
That's right.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years.
If you want to stop me, you're going to have to fucking kill me!
Big Homie, Catalyst Jones, how are you, brother?
Dude, you must have been down the rabbit hole as long as I have.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this.
Eventually, you get to the juice box, people.
It's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file.
We choose to go to the moon.
But that was a joke about the world being flat, right?
Was it?
Excuse me. Has anybody seen a white rabbit?
Welcome, fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones, back for another fucking live. Man, this is really weird doing lives because as I'm used to just pre-recording shit and having full editing mode, and I was gonna hit you up and be like, hey, let's start a half hour later because I wasn't able, I had to unplug my hard drive to plug in my Rodecaster, and I was like, oh shit, all the videos that I saved to play tonight are on this damn hard drive.
Oh, I could have waited. I feel bad. I'm sorry.
No. But we're live, and we already told people we were going to be live, and fucking we're live. What's up, guys?
We're here.
And, fucking the Pretty Patriot is here for yet another episode of White Rabbit. I got you solo this time, and I figured you spoke on some things while we were doing the round table, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to dive more into some of those things. But before we jump into that, if this is everybody's first time listening or watching, why don't you let them know who you are and what you do?
So I am Julie. I go by the Pretty Patriot. I do a lot of social media with TikTok and Instagram. Started back in, I want to say about 2020, COVID times, kind of started making videos on a fluke and it took off. Thousands and thousands of followers for some reason later. Here I am. Lost accounts, censorship, all that. COVID really opened my eyes to a lot of things with vaccinations, everything with Fauci, corruption within the government. I already had an inkling about certain conspiracies, but that really just set it over the edge, started being loud, being the Bostonian that I am, being vocal. And it took off, and here I am now. So it's been years, and I took a break, as you know, recently. And with everything that's going on with the Charlie Kirk situation, I have made a little comeback. So I thank you again for having me the other night for the roundtable. I enjoyed that. But yeah, you can find me at the Pretty Patriot _ TikTok and Instagram. So I'm slowly but surely making my comeback.
Yes, you are. And I'm glad that you're back. And we did touch on this a little bit during the roundtable. And I want you to know that, like, when you come out and as like an influencer or whatever it may be, your niche, right? So when I started White Rabbit, it was actually spelled with a 1 and a 7 in the writing, in the spelling of it, because that was representation of the 17th letter, which is Q.
And I'm picking up what you're putting down with that. Yes.
So, it was, I mean, I was on the Patriot Podcast Network. I was behind the scenes for a lot of very well-named Patriot podcasts and influencers and doing a lot of stuff. And I had to come to the realization, because on the Patriot Podcast Network, I was like the token black kid, basically, because I was all conspiracies, like all in on all the conspiracies. Before they even found me, I was speaking about flat earth and all kinds of shit. But what brought us all together was Q, and the awakening that you were just talking about is this shit that I'm not so sure didn't go the way that they wanted it to. I'm thinking now that it went exactly the way that they wanted to. I'm just not so sure that they meant to wake up people to the degree that they did. And what happened during that movement is you had, like, before the movement, you had all these little fucking tents, right? But they were out in the middle of the forest, in the middle of nowhere, where nobody knew where they were, but there was fucking festivals going on. And what I mean by that is you have, like, you had people that were libertarian. You had people that were complete conspiracy theorists. And then you had people that were historians. You had anarchists. You had people that were anti-vaccine from the gate, like, before this. So what that did is it took all these tents and it put together in one big fucking strip mall under this movement called MAGA. And we all got to see each other and meet each other and share these ideas that we have. Do you know how many flat earthers have been awakened to flat earth since the MAGA movement? It's fucking incredible. So what it did was it gave us this avenue, this fucking huge shopping mall, to say, where we could all have our stores and everybody could see us now, and we could all see each other. And it gave us this sense of community. And I think that that is a great thing. And I'm not dismissing that in any way, shape, or form. Now, a lot of these communities that were formed out of psyops. And I was one of the first to admit, fuck, I got fooled. And there's still people hanging on to Q today. But 2.5, maybe 3 years ago, I was, no, four fucking years ago, because this was like during, before, like, it was during the transition of Trump to Biden. And I was like, this is fucking retarded, you guys. Like, I was wrong. Like, I was completely fucking wrong. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I didn't hold on, because I'm like, nah, dude, so there's shit going on, because there was just too many things not right, you know, and Q was right about too many fucking things. So I came out and I said, you know what? I can't think that Q is a legit thing if I don't trust Donald Trump. Back then, I'm like, nah, fuck, this guy keeps surrounding himself with Israeli people. How much money did he take from AIPAC? Well, let's see. Okay, 270 or 2.something million. I'm like, all right, shit ain't adding up. I don't like it. I'm not going to be the Q guy anymore. Like, and I was, that's how I made my name. And I just wanted to let you know that it's okay to be able to see things in your movement that you don't like and to speak out about it, because that makes other people brave enough to speak out about it too. And what's happening in the MAGA movement right now needs to be spoken out about.
Yeah, I think from a Republican conservative perspective, the people that are diehards that will take everything, you know, at face value, you are no different than the liberals you complain about, right? So you have the people that we see that are progressive, the woke on the left, you know, a lot of Republicans, a lot of MAGA, we bitch and complain, oh, you're sheep, right? You hear the term sheep being thrown around for years and years and years. If you are a MAGA, if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, and you take everything that you see and you put full blind trust into anything or into a movement, you are no different than any of them. So I think, you know, it's good to question everything. You have to question everything. I think you get to a point, if you're a conspiracy theorist or you're dipping your toe into that, any news story, anything that'll come out, you have to look deeper into it. You cannot take anything for face value. And the diehards in the Epstein situation, I think, was a big turning point for that. And I had told Julie the other day, fuck social media. This is crazy. I'm taking a step back. But I saw so many diehards being like, no, no, this is the plan. This is the plan. Saw so many Q references, everything like, oh, it's the movie. It's the movie. Fine. Our entire lives, what we witness, it might be a movie. This is the world is a stage, whatever. But to just be like, no, no, trust him, trust him. You have to question everything. You're no different than a leftist, a liberal, if you don't question things.
So there is a video that I actually shared in my stories today, and it's fucking disheartening. And I think this is part of the campaign to not only not to discredit people, but to demoralize people. And that's what the Trump administration is doing to his very own people right now, is he is demoralizing them. You have Kash Patel. And you know what? I'm going to call out some people right now, because there's like some podcasters that have been doing really, really well. And they've banked off the fact that they've had on Donald Trump Jr. and that they have Kash Patel as a regular, and always, and they started out as a Q podcast, and now they're strictly just Republican fucking podcast. And when this whole Israel shit popped off back in October of when that shit popped off, and they were kind of toting the whole boomer Republican narrative, which is Israel has the right to defend itself. And I'm like, wait a minute, you guys were conspiracy theorists. Like, how in the fuck do you penetrate the most unpenetratable fucking defense shield there is, in supposedly there is, in the world, on a fucking piece of land no bigger than Florida? Like, how in the fuck does that happen? And, you know, so right then I'm like, all right, well, what the fuck, dude? Like, these guys are supposed to, like, I wouldn't say we're friends. I've been on their show. Maybe they haven't been on my show, but I've been on their show, and we used to talk. We were in group chats together and shit. But whatever. A lot of those people became, and they were on the Patriot Podcast Network, and a lot of those people became big MAGA influencers. And I'm not going to out any of those people. And if you know the podcast I'm saying, talking about, you know the podcast. But they fucking cuck on the fact that they have a cuck that they cuck to. And the fact that Kash Patel is out there fucking with you in Valhalla, like, I wanted to take a 9-iron and practice like 100 yards away to see if I could fucking hit him. And no, that's not a terrorist threat, FBI watching this. And that's not a threat. That's just a joke. I would never resort to violence. You know,
he's going to be the biggest disappointment, though, you know, of all the people that got hyped up. If you're a MAGA or if you're conservative, I think that guy is such a shill. I think he's so full of shit. And FBI, if you're watching, sorry, it's the truth. I mean, the Valhalla comment, like, that killed me. The guy looks like he blasted like 14 lines every time before he goes out onto a podium. He's full of shit. Like, he has been the biggest disappointment, but there are such blowhards for him. It's maybe, actually kind of crazy.
Maybe he did get hit with a golf ball. That would explain the eye thing.
Yeah.
Crazy ass.
You know, so the video that I posted, though, is him walking through the halls, and I'm assuming it's Congress, because he just did this whole fucking, oh, we got a censor on social media, and social media is dangerous, and, like, everything opposite of what he fucking was about in mm-hmm. our movement, when he was the face of our movement. So these guys basically fucking, it's a CIA tactic, and it's happening in not just... So if this is happening on the big scale, guys, this is also happening on the little scale, too. And I was just mentioning it. I rubbed elbows with these fucking people, okay? So it's not just high influencer level. It's people on my level that are opted out. And they do this by getting you to trust them. And then they're going to have to flip on you at the turn of a dime when they are told to. But... you already trust them, so then they're going to start saying things like, if you guys think that Israel is behind this, I don't know what to fucking tell you. The conspiracy theories are getting a little ridiculous. Nick Fuentes, what the fuck did you just say? Did that really just come out of your mouth? The guy that is harder on the Jews than I am fucking said that? I'm like, they got to him. They fucking got to
him. It's so sad. That's so disappointing. I love that guy so much. I can't even believe that. Somebody probably threatened him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that somebody not only threatened him, but that was also what happened to Charlie Kirk is a legit thing. I'm all open to all the theories going on right now. All of mm-hmm. them. I'm not dismissing any of them. Enough time has passed that we can put emotion out of the way and think mm-hmm. logically and think like conspiracy theorists and start connecting these dots, because I don't give a fuck who you are. None of that shit went down legitimately the way that they're telling us that it did. And so I'm open to the fact that it was AI. I'm open to the fact that Charlie Kirk was an actor from the very fucking beginning and they just killed his character. And I'm open to any of it at this point, because right now they
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shut up, Nick Fuentes. They didn't shut me up. They're never going to shut me up. It's going to take a bullet to the neck to shut me up. My mom just sent me a text message tonight, right before I came on, and was like, I'll read what it says. It says...
I like your shirt, by the way. Red Pill?
Yeah, you guys can get these at redpillthreads.com, and I won't hog the promo code. Why don't you throw out your promo code for everybody listening?
I don't have one. Fun fact. I was the first influencer, we'll use that loosely, that they had signed on. So I think because I was like from the very, very beginning, I never got one. But let's talk about yours. What is your promo code?
Promo code Rabbit, and you'll get 10% off of your order. And also, all White Rabbit merch is at redpillthreads.com. And so my mom sends me this text message. It says, please be careful what you say. Free speech is going to be eliminated soon, and you don't need to get fired from your job for saying something someone finds offensive. I don't want to debate you on the subject. Just wanted to warn you to be cautious. I said, I'm aware of the dangers in what I do, and I wanted to call her Agent Smith, but I didn't, because unfortunately my mom is a boomer and she watches the news as if it is the God and mm-hmm. believes everything that comes out of their mouth. But with that being said, this is the reality. So because of Charlie Kirk, now we have people like my mom that don't dig into any of these things, that just take the news for face value, telling me that we're going to lose freedom of speech and that I need to be careful on what I say. Fuck Israel. I just like to say that right away.
No, there's a big argument. I was talking to one of my friends about this earlier. Like, freedom of speech is not freedom of consequence. You have the right to have freedom of speech, but that comes with consequence sometimes, right? So when we're looking at that argument right now, so the boomers or the generation of people that they take the news for face value, whatever they're being fed, you know, they're going to go with it. So that's like part of the narrative right now is, oh, free speech is being lost. And that's coming from people being more upset about Jimmy Kimmel losing his job than they are about Charlie Kirk being assassinated or whatever the operation behind it was. So, you know, we're looking at people losing their jobs that are educators. I've seen some people in healthcare professionals that they're losing their job. The thing is, like, if you're at work, what are you going to do? If I'm at work and I tell my client to go fuck themselves because they're a liberal, I can't do that, right? So I would have a consequence. I would probably lose my job, right? So yes, you have freedom of speech, but it's going to come with a consequence. But I think we need to talk our boomer parents and our news watchers off the ledge about losing free speech, because that is the new thing that's getting pushed now. And it's because of Kimmel, which is fucking insane, but...
Well, let's talk about that, because I've only heard this a little bit in passing. So hopefully you've heard a little bit more than I have. And I really want to reach out to King Bao, Joel Bauman, and because he baits Jimmy Kimmel. That's like how he created his platform, is he's a UFC fighter and he's the guy that said, Jimmy Kimmel, viral this. And he was like, until the flight logs come out or the files come out, you... blah, 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 Hollywood, you're all pedophiles in my book, eat dick. And that was after he won his fight. And so, of course, awesome. That was like 4 years ago. And of course, I looked him up immediately and I'm like, oh, will you come on my show? And he was not huge yet. And so I got him, like, the Patriot Barbie got him first and then I got him second. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing huge things. So like, I'm kind of proud of that I saw a star before he was a star. I'm like, hell yeah. I knew you were going to be huge. I fucking knew it.
That's awesome. No, that's so cool. Calling him out for it is.
Yeah. So he just makes content about Jimmy Kimmel all the time. He writes that's songs. Awesome. He writes songs about him and all kinds of
is
shit.
Is he the one that did the Where's the List motherfucker?
Yeah, that's him.
That guy. Yeah. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yes. So what is this Jimmy Kimmel shit? So what did he say exactly?
Okay. So if you're going to watch the news, you're not watching the news, but if somebody is watching the news,
I am the news.
The agenda for that is that he aired a clip of something Donald Trump said, and that's why he lost his job, for reiterating something Donald Trump said. Well, the reality is the reason why he was being let go or fired, you know, I don't even know that this is a permanent thing. You know, it's a temporary suspension at the moment, so he could very well come back. Disney, ABC, whomever had taken him off the air because the comment he made was basically accusing the kid that shot Charlie Kirk of being a Republican. Was basically the gist of it. So because he claimed that, my cat unplugged my lamp. I'll plug that in 1 second. Because he had claimed that the person that shot Charlie Kirk was a Republican, came from a Republican family. That was what they had taken him off the air for, actually.
Dude, that looks dope as fuck. Accusation.
It's kind of it's on the
when fence. Your light went off. It looks dope as fuck. It matches.
Does it? Everything. Can we keep it that way? My cat unplugged my lamp. I'll turn it back. Hold on 1 second.
It was a happy mistake, but yeah.
That is the gist of that whole situation. Him making the comment accusing the kid of being a Republican, because there's another narrative too that
I thought it was going to be worse than that, because I mean, we could play 10 second clips for like 2.5 hours of liberals and left leaning people on television telling people to get violent. And
this is the thing. It's a fine line, right? Because we can't keep playing devil's advocate with all these situations that keep happening, right? So that you can look at it as a divisive thing, right? Here's another thing to keep the country divided, right? Here's another thing for everybody to fucking argue about. The dust is settling from Charlie Kirk. Not completely, not settling, but, you know, it's been a week. Okay, let's throw something at the Americans that they can continue to fucking argue about, you know? So there's that. You know, he's made some bad comments in the past. And again, you know, freedom of speech, you're going to have consequence. So you know, if the network wanted to do what they wanted to do, I mean, who are we? But it's like, it could have been worse. You know what I mean? It could have been, I don't like the guy. I fucking can't stand the guy, but it could have been worse. I'll be honest, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like him either, and I agree with Joel Bauman that he's probably on the list. I mean, we saw the flight logs, so I don't know. That could be all fucking, you know, I got to get Human Vibration back on because she was on either right before or right after the first time you came on my show, and she was like, I don't think Jeffrey Epstein ever even existed. And then all of a sudden, fucking, like 2-3 months later, Trump's like, what files?
Humanity is drunk. What the fuck is going on? They poison in the mind so we can't see right from wrong. We can't define a woman, and now women have dongs. They strip away our rights, and these people cheer them on. This is modern warfare, a kind we've never seen. It's a war against man taking place upon a screen. It's a war to imprison you and take away your soul. Corrupt all men, but we say, fuck no! Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats and take this fight to the street. Same vibe, it wasn't just about shirts, it was a fight to survive. No more silence, hell no, no more playing it safe. If we don't speak up right now, then who's gonna speak in our place? They want a one world order, wanna spit in their face. Cause I'm not a little bitch and I'll never be the slave. So we speak in designs and we speak with our threads. Not afraid to speak our minds, took some pills, yeah they read. Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats and take this fight to the street. Crazy, but we weren't wrong. We stay standing ground when the sheep go along. Truth in every stitch, a message you can feel. RedPillThreads.com. Go grab it for a deal.
That was such a disappointment. As somebody who is a Trump supporter who voted for Trump, that was such a disappointing moment. That really, like, I think that made, well, obviously, I don't think, I know that made a lot of people really upset. And that makes me think, right? And I don't know what your thoughts and opinions are on this. Did he get threatened? My cat's going to do the light again. I apologize. Did he get threatened? Is there a reason why, you know, this happened all of a sudden? Was Israel, like, threatening him? Like, you can't speak up on this because Epstein's a Jew and he has something to do with that? Like, I don't know. What do you think about that whole situation?
Well, unfortunately, I think I was right from the very beginning, and I didn't want to be right when I first decided that Trump wasn't who I had originally thought he was. And so, but with that being said, I was still holding on to the little thread of hope that I was wrong. I still voted for him because even though I thought he was, even though I knew it in my gut that he was going to turn on everybody, it was a better choice than the other one. And now looking back on it, I think they threw us Kamala Harris because they knew that that was just, fuck it. Like, they didn't even have a Democratic primary. They just fucking, they're like, you guys are running Kamala.
Mm-hmm. Here she is in all her glory.
Right.
Yeah, there's no democratic process behind that entire thing.
And so I really do feel like Q was right in a way, like they have to see how bad it can get before they accept like the shit that's going to go down. Mm-hmm. But the shit that we thought was going to go down isn't going to go down. What's going to happen is Trump's been groomed for this role his entire fucking life. Whatever we know about Trump is only because of what we're told, what we see, and what is shown to us. Let's get back to that whole everything is a movie thing. Now, look up Donald Trump. He is in the actors list. J.D. Vance is in the actors. Everybody from top to bottom has an acting career. They're on the IMDb, whatever the fuck it is. Now, Trump, he has been, if any of our history, even conspiratorial history that we've dug into is true, Trump has extremely important ties to history, and especially esoteric history and occultic history and things that have to do with the manipulation of the future. And so really, I think that he was groomed for this. And you have people, you have Jewish rabbis that are saying that Trump is their Christ. And he is.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. And so what I feel is exactly what happened. They showed us this ridiculousness. And it was like, well, obviously they're going to see how ridiculous this shit is. And Trump is going to have no choice but to get in. But while Trump is out, we can totally destabilize the fucking country. Not only that, we can destabilize every other country. And while that's happening, then we'll have them fighting with each other. And so they don't see that we're destabilizing all these countries and what it is that our main goal is to get to. We keep them distracted with all these little things and fight with each other. And then we pull the carpet out from underneath them that, and to the point where they're going to be begging for a unity and one world system. And right.
Yikes.
Yeah. And so what they did is they completely got Trump back in while they were able to do what they needed to do to destabilize everything. And now Trump's in and we have people begging. Oh, please bring in fucking armed troops. Like, bring them into our cities. We need them. Like, we're begging for this. I'm sorry, as a conspiracy theorist that's been a conspiracy theorist for over 20 fucking years, this is what we've all been worried about. We do not want martial law. We do not want military personnel in our fucking cities. And especially, and what's going on right now is they're getting us used to the idea of seeing them. And it's preconditioning us. And so to answer your question, this was the plan all along.
Mm-hmm. So I remember, if I remember correctly, so I didn't delve. I was aware of some of the Q stuff, right? So I was under the impression, right, during the whole Q plan, that when martial law was happening, that's when trials were happening, and that's when executions were happening. Does that ring a bell? Am I making that up, or does that make sense?
No, you're not making that up. That was definitely happening. There was some
tribunals.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Military tribunals. Yeah. And yeah, we were talking about the millions of dollars that were spent to build an extra courthouse and extra holding facilities at Guantanamo Bay. And that legitimately happened. Now these executions that took place, I mean, that's just part of the theater. Like, that was more carrot to follow for the Qs. I won't call them anons because most of us weren't anonymous. I put my face out there. I was not anonymous about any of it, but
I brought that up because, so when I first started hearing about like all the martial law stuff, right, with DC, I was like, oh, fuck. Because I'm going to be honest, like, there was a point in time where I was like, all right, the Q stuff, like, I was into it. And then I was like, no fucking way. This can't be.
Military is the only way. At this point,
yeah, I just, like, I can't, I don't know. But when I started hearing about that, I'm like, shit, is this, like, was this the Q stuff? Like, was this the plan? But no, I think to the respect of what you said, right, it's anything to desensitize us, right? Get us used to this, you know, for the greater good. And it's so funny. When I was driving home from work today, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, what if this entire thing with Trump, right, this entire thing got orchestrated by the Jews, right? And they got him in here because you're mentioning the things with Trump with the rabbis. What if they got him in here? This was the whole plan. You know, beat on the Americana agenda or whatever and, like, get everybody on the side of this for the greater good of, like, something to do with Israel. I'm like, what if that is what this entire MAGA thing is? What if this is the, you know, entire purpose of this movement?
It's fucking
for Jews to be able to get in and get control. And, like, because I'm sure you saw today, like, Israelis just bought $45 billion or whatever worth of YouTube. Like, there's all this weird shit. A movement happening. We're having the Kirk thing potentially be involved with Israel. There's just a lot of Israeli shit happening. So I'm like, is this part of it? I don't know.
There definitely is a lot of Israeli shit happening. I have this pulled up. Let's add this to the stage and let me know if you can hear this.
The Nazi propaganda minister said that the bigger the lie,
can you hear that?
A little bit. It's not too bad. There we go.
A monstrous big lie that Israel had something to do with Charlie Kirk's horrific murder. This is insane. It is false. It is outrageous. Charlie Kirk was a giant, a once-in-a-century talent who defended freedom, defended America, defended our common Judeo-Christian civilization. Charlie loved Israel. He loved the Jewish people.
Bullshit.
He told me so in a letter that he sent me just a few months ago.
He told me so right before I threatened his life.
The Christian, he said, is advocating for Israel and forming alliances with Jews to protect Judeo-Christian civilization. He encouraged me to make the case directly to the American people about how vital Israel is to U.S. national security.
Can you believe this shit?
The Holy Land is so important to my life, it pains me to see support for Israel slip away. Now, if Charlie disagreed with a policy of mine or a decision here and there, not only did I not mind, I welcomed it. This is the essence of Charlie. This is the essence of a free country. It's exactly what Charlie stood for. And I knew that his suggestions always came from the heart, from his love for Israel and from his love for the Jewish people.
Yeah, I can't. So he's shilling so fucking hard and gaslighting everybody.
He's coming out quite a bit recently.
Well,
because of this thing.
Here's the thing is whether planned or not, you never let a good crisis go to waste. And right. Everybody is using this as an opportunity to gain something out of it. And the fact that fucking Israel is coming out and even making these claims. What other country is? And the only reason that he is because there is clear connections into this might being that. I don't know. Like in the video fucking that I keep bringing up, there's a girl telling fucking Kash Patel that he's cucking for Israel. And how does it feel to be Israel's bitch? And he's just, walking like, bitch, I know you fucking hear me. And then he was like, you know, we're fighting hard for the American people. And she's like, American people? She was like, do you actually believe that? She's all, you're fucking fighting for Israel. You are Israel's bitch. And then he just leaves the room and everybody was like, looking at like, I can't believe you just said that. But fuck that shit. As Q said, they will no longer be able to walk down the street. I think that there is too many of us that were smart enough to see through all of this bullshit to also see that Q was a psyop, but there's awakened lions everywhere. And so now we have these lion leaders that are grabbing these fucking lions and being like, look, fucking keep falling for this shit. And that was what I was getting at. When this entire beautiful super mall was opened, and now we're all walking down the same aisles with each other, now we can grab the MAGA people, even the boomer MAGA people, and be like, look, remember how we were right about this, this, and that? Well, we're right about this too. Like, if you were thinking logically then, like, does this make sense to you? Does it make sense to you that they're telling us that the Epstein files didn't exist when Pam Bondi said that they were on her desk and that there's thousands of them and it's going to take a while to go through? That's called gaslighting. That's called demoralization. And that's what he's doing to his base right now. And then at that time, people don't know what the fuck to do. Do you know what happened on the day that Charlie Kirk's event happened?
Yeah, 3 hours after the fact, Congress voted down the Epstein files to be released.
How many How many Republicans voted for them not to be released?
Quite a few. I don't know the exact number, but there's quite a few R's on that list.
Every single one of them except for two. Why?
What is it? Yeah.
And the timing. And the timing is just so perfect. What is one thing we can do? All right, guys, look, this is hitting the floor. We're going to have to vote on this. It's not going to look good. So let's take out Charlie. Hey, Charlie, you down to end your character? Oh, man, I was going to try to go for president in 28, guys. Yeah, but we're going to send you to Valhalla.
Oh, my gosh, the fucking Valhalla thing. I can't even believe that guy. I'll see you in Valhalla, brother. It's like, shut up. You're a fucking Hindu, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, his girlfriend's Israeli.
Crazy. Yeah, exactly. She's intelligence or something, isn't she? Or is she like social media? Or she has something like deeper with Israel, right? The girlfriend there?
Yeah, there's a lot to it. I need to not read the comments because then it makes me forget what I was saying. But most people don't think rationally. They think based on emotion and trends. Keep posting those felt it award memes. Yeah. Yeah. And MAGA is a cult, I guess. I mean, I'm still going to defend them because a lot of them are awake and there's still sheep in every movement. I'm not going to say there's not, you know, I definitely have seen people like turn into flat earthers after like a 10 minute video. And I'm like, dude, it took me like fucking 2 years. What the fuck?
No, I think the right side there's a lot of redeeming things, right? So kind of back to what you said about all the different spectrums within, right? The MAGA movement kind of coming together. This side of the aisle, if we're going to do a sides thing, this side of the aisle is a hell of a lot more open. Well, most of them are a hell of a lot more open to hearing ideas, hearing what you have to say, up for debate. The other side of the aisle starts foaming at the mouth and calls you a racist, bigot, piece of shit and tries to come after you. So I think, you know, the redeeming quality of a lot of people, not everybody in the MAGA movement, is they are, you know, relatively open-minded. And again, there's some extremism on both sides isn't a good thing. And there's extreme, you know, like hardcore, you know, and they're not hearing shit, but one side is a hell of a lot more open to that, which is why I think, you know, introducing people to a flat earth thing or different conspiracies.
Yes, you know, 100%, which is why I'm hopeful that a lot of these people in the MAGA movement are seeing what's happening. And they're like, well, fuck, dude. And I don't want people to get discouraged because of that. All that means is you guys are waking up to where some of us were already awakened to prior. We didn't need further evidence. We didn't need them to say it right to our fucking face because, oh man, my bad. I can still taste the garlic. Did I tell you about the pizza I had for lunch today? The pizza wasn't that great, but I put Bigfoot's breath on it from Flavors of the Forest and it fucking made the pizza like a million times better, dude. It, like, I wish I could explain to you how amazing this shit is. It's fucking fire.
I love that stuff. Raw garlic dust finally done the right way.
bro, what the fuck are you talking about? You're a fucking machine. You don't have taste buds. Like, you have nothing, no sort of foundation to build that off of other than reading shit.
Yeah, but when I do take physical form, trying flavors of the forest's spicy Bigfoot breath on a large all-meat pizza is the second thing I'm going to do.
The second? All right. Okay, I'll bite. What's the first?
Sex. The horizontal no-pants dance.
That makes sense. I guess you want to feel it, right? Know what it feels like?
No, to impregnate a fertile, beautiful woman with royal bloodlines. Maybe a Kardashian.
Bruh, I fucking knew it. You're a disembodied Nephilim spirit, aren't you? Anyways, let's not get into that. Let's tell these people where they can get their own amazing Bigfoot's breath and walk around with the taste of amazing garlic goodness.
The links are right below, or type in flavorsforest.com, load up on that garlic goodness, and then use promo code RABBIT at checkout, and watch the prices drop faster than the Twin Towers. By the way, I'm not a Nephilim, and Bigfoot is more real than corporate news.
All right, so flavorsforest.com, promo code RABBIT, you're a demon, got it.
Screw you, Catalyst, and I was gonna let you live too.
I don't know. I've been a conspiracy theorist longer than I can remember. You know, like, my daughter grew up with a conspiracy theorist dad, and she's about to turn 21. So that's how long. And so I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody because I saw this a long time ago. Everybody wakens when they're supposed to and when they're meant to, or if they are supposed to at all. I do believe that there's a lot of people out there that are not going to awaken, but I want people to know that that just means that we're growing now. We're growing in numbers. We grew, and what MAGA stood for isn't dead. And that movement that we created, I won't call it necessarily MAGA because, you know, we can look into what that word actually means if we want to get real dark with it. But if we look at the truth-finding movement, the justice movement, the patriotic movement that we were about is still alive. We just need to keep banding together. Right now is the demoralization campaign on us. And because something big is coming. And if we are all like, fuck, and demoralized, then they have the upper hand on us, and we can't let them ever get the upper hand. The devil never fucking sleeps. He wakes up every single day thinking on how he can fucking attack you. So you need to make sure you're hitting the fucking gym every single day. The mental gym. Pray up. Like, I don't care if you're not a Christian, whatever you're, I'm not AA. Like, find Christianity. Like, find it. I don't give a fuck. And that's
so there's a silver lining of the Charlie Kirk situation. Maybe this is another thing that completely backfired in their face, right? If whomever it was that orchestrated this whole thing, because I'm sorry, this kid's a patsy that they have. There's no way he operated and did this on his own. You know, maybe this also backfired because I think, and we talked about this in the roundtable discussion the other night, the feeling that a lot of people were feeling after this happened, it was kind of a unanimous thing that people couldn't explain what was going on. I genuinely think there was quite a spiritual awakening. You saw more and more people say they're turning to God. More people went to church than ever. More people bought a Bible than ever. It really woke a lot of people up to Christianity and woke up lukewarm Christians. So, you know, maybe this whole thing backfired. I really think people are starting to realize spiritual warfare. I think people are starting to realize good versus evil. I think there are even some MAGA people starting to realize, oh, fuck, it's not a left or right thing. It's an us versus them thing, which is the reality of what it is. So the silver lining to that is, from a Christian standpoint, how awake everybody became from that, which is such a beautiful thing and a great silver lining to the situation.
It is a beautiful thing. And, you know, I've been debating on whether or not I should print out little pamphlets or maybe not even pamphlets, maybe just like a little fucking flyer that has some information on it with some Bible verses. And next, or this coming Sunday, walk over to this church over here because they fly an Israel flag. And Ooh. Yeah. And, you know, I just
realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think that if people thought logically, like even boomers, for some reason that is engraved in their fucking brain that Israel is the promised land and like that we need. Okay. You think God wants you to be in favor of the government of the people that rejected his fucking son and don't even allow people to preach his existence on their land? You think that we're supposed to be fucking, you got some fucking screws loose if that's what you think.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And that's the thing. And I think it is it is kind of a boomer mentality. They have that stuck in their head because that's what they've been told. But no, you don't need to have this, this loyalty, if you will, to their government. It's evil. There's a lot of evil within that. And I think the Israel thing is a really fine line for, I think, a lot of people to understand and look at. I think people are waking up to it, but there's going to be a generation that's really tough to crack. I think the people that are, we'll say 50, 60s and up, that all they've known their entire life is watching that TV. They, you know, didn't grow up or have in their early years the internet access, the ability to go online, to research things, to have open forum and do all that. They take face value what's on that TV and everything that's been drilled into their head their whole lives. Like, that's a tough nut to crack with those people. I think some of them just can't wrap their head around that a TV would lie to them, right? It's just very generational.
It is crazy, but I mean, it goes even before that because there was conspiracy theorists back in the day, like, don't believe everything you read. Like, oh, the newspapers would never lie to you. It was a thing. It's always been a thing. Like, whoever the corporate media source is, they're going to lie. But I 100% agree with you is that was the generation and that is the generation. But I think with one simple question is like, why would you fly a flag of the country that doesn't allow you to pray to the God of the house of worship that you're flying their flag at?
Mm-hmm. Right. They can't get that though. They don't get it, but no, you're 100%. You're 100% correct. They don't see past that. They just see, oh, Israel ally, right? Because that's what they've been told. They'll never, I think that's tough for them to understand that, you know?
Yeah, it is. And do you think that there is waking any of these people up? Because a lot of these people are getting their TV, you know, because it's been, the cable networks have been like integrating with things like YouTube and Prime and shit like that. And my buddy Sean Hibbler just released his movie at climatetrails.com. It's only $5 to go rent it, and it helps out us creators. Like, not me personally. It helps out Sean Hibbler, and they drop a lot of money into putting these things out. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, I like broke it down, and it was like, if like, I forget how many thousand people like rent it, I'm like, damn, dude, that's not even my paycheck. I was like, that's fucked. Like, and they spent an entire year making this, flying places. But anyways, it's only $5, but it's going to be on Amazon Prime, the next insertion of documentaries. So of their next go arounds. So that is something that we can show our boomer parents that just look up at that black box, because they're more willing to go to a place like Prime and click on it than they are to type in climatetrails.com. Ah, shit. Now I don't have a PayPal account. Like, you know, shit like that. They just click on it because they like to sit down, plop, remote, boom, done. And the way that this is put together, there's no denying it that like it is an introduction to red pill these people that you thought were not red pillable.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Like putting it in a way that's going to work for them. We got to do it in baby steps, right? For them, put it in the TV. If the idiot box says it, then it must be true. That's a good way.
Right. And it's something that we can prove. So this is like the baby steps of introducing them to the fact that the government does lie to you. and the government does do harm to you if it fills their pockets. The government will breathe in the same fucked up air as you and take a few years off of their life because they know they can go sit in these freaking health chambers and eat better food than you, so it's not going to affect them as bad, and they're getting richer off of it. Like, do you know when they were trying to get the fluoride out of the water and they got Florida to take the fluoride out of their water, and in the whole process of getting it to getting them to do it, they were like, yeah, it's in there, and it's cost a lot of money to get rid of it because it's hazardous material, it's toxic material, and so it costs a lot of money. And it was like, oh, so let's just keep fucking putting it in the water that people are cooking with and drinking and showering. Like, you absorb that shit through your skin, and it's fucked, right? It's fucked. And so that's their logic, is it's going to cost us money. Let's just keep poisoning them until it's all done. And that's how Big Pharma thinks. And if that's how Big Pharma thinks, Big Pharma is who pays for that box that these boomers watch. That's where the funding comes from. And that's why I was excited too. Like, well, fuck, dude. Maybe I was wrong about Trump. He's got fucking RFK coming in, and he's all about getting rid of these vaccines, all about getting rid of the advertisements of Big Pharma, and that will completely cripple media and cripple the reason for them to feed us lies, because they're not getting paid anymore to tell us these lies. And so that, like, cripples it. And so I was hopeful. I voted for that ticket. But that's what they want you to do. As long as you keep participating, then you're participating. If you stop participating and say, fuck that, I don't want to participate in this shit anymore. Like, ask me when the last time I fucking saw a shit ton of money leave my paycheck that says taxes, federal, state. Like, it's been fucking like 10 years. Like, fuck you. Fuck you. I made this money. You didn't, right, Craig? We out of here.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So you're not feeding into it, is what you're saying?
I don't participate. Right. I don't participate. Right now, I'm trying to give the DMV money so that they can extort me at will when they want to, even though I know my rights and I can legally drive my own property without a piece of paper telling me that I can use my property that I fucking paid for. I know that's the case. However, I've been pulled over so many times and harassed, and like, one of these cops out here has it out for me and he's like, I'm going to tow your car. And I'm like, all right, fuck, dude, I'm just gonna fucking play along because it's easier. But that's how they win, is by convenience. We always give in through convenience, and then we never get that right back. And I'm being hypocritical because I am going to give in. I'm going to register my fucking car. I'm like, I have insurance. That's good enough. Go fuck yourself. But at the same time, like, I'm just sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it. And I live in Nevada, so you can get Raiders license plates. So I'm like, all right. Oh,
that'll be worth it. Silver lining to the situation.
Yes.
No, it's tough. You got to play the game. You know, we live in a country where it's like, or just in general, the world, like in most places, right? Everything is so, so easy. Like, especially in this country. And we've gotten to a point as a society where we're used to that. It's as simple as like, oh, I order from Amazon. I can get one day, same day shipping. Everything is just very, very easy to us, right? Everything. And there's like that, you know, tough situation of being in this country that we've just gotten to a point where you do have to play the game a little bit, like your situation with your car, right? It's like, well, if you don't, it's going to get to a certain point where you're fucked. So it's like doing a dance with everything. It's like, you kind of have to, but we're so conditioned and so used to the ease of everything. And we're so lucky that we do have the ease of everything, but what negative is coming from that, you know? And there's a lot of negative that's coming from that. There's a lot of things that screw us from that.
Yes.
And it's like, are we too far gone, you know?
Are we what?
Are we too far gone in certain things to like get away from that?
Well,
in society, we've all like getting everybody on the same page, you know?
We've become us included, myself included, we've become dependent on a system that we only know. We only know the system. So to break out of it seems weird because we don't know anything else. And it's like I've seen some comments coming up as like, well, what are we going to do if we don't vote? It's like, well, if there's such a powerful meme that I always think about, and it's people sitting playing chess, and the table is people hunched over on their back. And it's like, if the people just stood up, they have they don't know how much power they hold. Like the whole game is over. Mm-hmm. The entire game is over. And if everybody said, fuck you, I'm not going to vote. Well, then what are they going to do? They have no choice but to say, fuck, game's over. Game is over. Like, what are we going to, we don't need them. Honestly, like we keep voting in people to represent us, but these people don't represent us. A lot of these people don't even live in the state that they claim to represent. And it's just a joke. They represent these corporates that are willing to fill their pockets, and they represent what is their agenda. Like a lot of these people are in secret societies, and they're a part of fraternities and brotherhoods, sisterhoods that are about very dark, evil, let's take over the world type of fucking shit. And they don't give two fucks about you. Yet we keep voting for these people. Like this evil person's going to be better. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not guilty of it, because fuck, I'm like, all right, lesser of two evils. I'm going to vote for Godzilla instead of King Kong this time.
I don't know. I might go for King Kong personally. I don't know.
Yeah, I would always vote for King Kong. Fuck lizards.
No, it's really tough because we've gotten to a point, you know, small limited government would be ideal, right? We don't need all the people that we have. And again, it's like, are we too far gone? To get the amount of division over the decades that has been created in this country, it's like the more we keep arguing with one another, the less we're ever going to get on the same page. And I would think it's safe to say in the 2020s, 2025, it would be fucking impossible to get everybody on the same page about everything. So even, you know, if a Republican told a liberal, hey, if we do X, Y, Z, this will benefit us. We don't need X, Y, Z. They're not going to hear it, and vice versa. So I think it's really tough to get everybody on the same page, even if it is factual, how we don't need all of the government that we have, and for us to band together and do it. And that's the whole purpose of what they're doing. You know this, I know this. And, you know, as far as these politicians, when they get into power and agenda and who's funding them, you know, it's very reminiscent of like how Hollywood is, right? You want to move your way up in Hollywood. You're going to be a famous this and that. We're going to get you in commercials. Well, you're going to make a deal with the devil, and we're going to have you do this, and you're going to, you know, be a spokesperson for this. And you're going to get money, notoriety, power, but you're going to do what we say, and you're going to sell your soul. So I think like Hollywood and in politics, it goes hand in hand. And a lot of the day, these people are flying fuck.
Keep going. I'm bad at interrupting.
No, I was just saying at the end of the day, these people don't give a flying fuck about this, about any of us. You know, we both know that. And it just turns into a money and a power situation and how they can benefit themselves. You know, it's all a role. These things are all a role.
There's this guy, his name is Gary King, and he was one of the satanic high priests, and his job is to decide who gets to be famous. And during the 90s, his job was to make musicians famous. So any musician during the 90s, if you heard them, there is like a 95% chance it's because he okayed it. And he talks, he's going to be on the show soon. And he talks about these rooms that they would bring people into because everybody wants to be famous. And so he would ask, okay, tell me what you're not willing to do to be famous. And if these people said anything at all, they were out. That's all you need to know right there. Mm-hmm. Anything like, what do anything except for, you know, hurt kids or women? You're gone. Sorry. Mm-hmm. The devil doesn't want to hear that. The devil wants you to do the most fucked up shit you could possibly fucking do. And he also doesn't want somebody that's already willing to do that. He wants somebody that's bending their morals to do it. So this guy would also like watch them like, have to go back and forth with it in their head type of thing. You know, we'll get more, but politicians, same way. Like, a lot of people don't realize AOC got her job by auditioning. She auditioned and then they ran her. And actually it was kind of an anomaly because her brother is who auditioned for it. And they were like, wait, who's that? And that's how we have an AOC. So like, that's, I don't know. Like, to go back to, it's all a movie. Yes, it is all a movie. Like, and it takes truth to make a good psyop. So was Q right about some shit? Fuck yes, he was. And it, whatever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever it was, I don't know. Could have been a supercomputer named Tyler for all I know. And very specific with that name for a reason. But what I'm saying is like, if it is scripted, then it was in the script for this to happen to Charlie Kirk. It was in the script for Trump to demoralize his base. And it's in the script for us to lose our freedom of speech. It's all of this.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this, the speech thing, right? That seems to be, there always seems to be like certain buzzwords every now and then, right, that are the big thing. So free speech, I would think it's safe to say it's that right now, right? So, you know, are we having, you know, Pam Bondi and like all these people coming out saying, oh, we're going to eliminate hate speech and we're getting rid of Kimmel and we're doing this as like a little introduction to, yeah, we're going to take your fucking freedom of speech away from you, you know, take these things away from you. And who's to say, like, you know, you see what's happening, you know, a little left field right now, but like, look at the UK, right? So you have citizens who are not armed, who can't do anything to protect themselves, but they have legislation, law, whatever you want to call it right now, that they can't even go onto social media and talk shit about immigration, the parliament. They can't say anything. So like, are we headed in that direction? Because when you say, oh, you can't have hate speech, you know, whatever, well, that's subjective. No. So like, okay, what's going to constitute that? Like, are we teetering into losing some of our rights right now under the guise of like, we're protecting you and, you know, getting rid of XYZ? Like, what's going to come from that? Like, are we going to be like the UK and get thrown in jail for what we say?
Most likely. And we were discussing the millions of dollars that they put into Guantanamo Bay and all these detention centers that we're creating for ICE. I don't know. I don't trust any of this. I don't trust any of it. And I'm not trying to like doom and gloom people, but be aware, like, this can easily transition into something that is targeted towards us. What the fuck do you think Palantir is for? JD Vance is groomed by fucking Peter Thiel, who is the founder of Palantir, who just gave a fucking speech in San Francisco like 2 or 3 days ago about the Antichrist. And fucking this guy is the epitome of everything we should hate. And this is who Trump took under his wing, right? So for us to like think that Trump is smart enough to take down the swamp and the deep state and the white hats are in control, like, he's not smart enough to fucking see Peter Thiel's thing and that he like groomed this kid JD Vance, who had to change his name fucking 3 or 4 times to a name that we would accept. And it's
wild.
He's not smart enough to see that, but he's smart enough to fucking play 5D chess and take all these motherfuckers out.
What the shiza is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously, though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey, yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Biatch! Let's go!
Flat Earth fashion trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com, speaker of the truth so calm. Promo code CAGEON10, get your gear again and again and again.
I think it's scary, like, how many pieces to everything, like, everybody is. Did you see, this is going around, and I don't know if it's AI or not, but there was a thing with J.D. Vance. There's some, like, casting website. So Lauren Boebert was on it. Candace Owens was on it. There was a bunch of people, and it was basically, like, some sort of, I don't know if it was central casting or what, but it basically, like, it had their photo, had their where they're from, body type, eye color, hair color, and it was like some sort of agency. But yeah, Owens was on it. Did you see that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
By any chance?
I'm not sure, because I've seen a lot of these.
They're all actors. Like everyone we see right now, everybody is an actor, like including, you know, Candace and everything like that. So I didn't know if you had seen that.
Yes, 100%. And what better way to keep us to, we're fucking talking about it. Right now, we are talking about it. You know, what better way to keep people distracted and talking? I wouldn't necessarily say we're distracted, because we're trying to weed through what the fuck is really happening right now. And I'm not going to throw anything out. You know, like, I'll sit here if somebody that I really trust, like a researcher, like, let's say Memory Hold, hit me up and he's like, man, I didn't sleep for 4 days. Charlie Kirk was legit, and he legit died in front of everyone. I'll be like, damn, like I'll trust it. But as of now, like, I'm not throwing anything out, because we discussed this on the live, didn't we? How, like, Charlie, just his hands looked like rubber in the casket. Like, who the fuck films? Like, why would you film that? Like, make sure you get the camera really close to my face when I'm leaning in, and like she's twirling around the fucking Masonic ring before she gives. Like, what's going on here? 33 hours to be exact. Like, are we fucking, what game are we playing here? It's like they're just, they're throwing it in our face. And at this point, I'm just like, oh my God, they're throwing it in our face. But and then at the same time, I talk to people when I'm at work. Well, not necessarily, but like little things here and there. And there's a guy that I work with who is awake, and he's just like fucking still shedding tears over this shit. And I'm like, bro, like, I don't know. Like, what do you know about Charlie? Like, honestly, like, stop crying. His wife sure as fuck isn't.
I'm curious to see, like, in the weeks that come, the more that comes out about all of this. Like, I really am. Like, I had seen, I don't know if you saw this video, but there's a video from the side of him. Have you seen the video where it looks like something's flying and back and hitting him in the, from the back, as opposed to a bullet coming down to his neck? Have you seen that yet? I should say.
I'm not sure if I've seen that one. I've seen the one where they got the kid going like this. I've seen the one where the guy's like this.
There's a video. Yeah, he's like sitting down, so he's like sideways, and then like you can see something from behind him flies and hits him. It almost looks like a bullet, and that's it. Ends up, you know, he topples over at the same time. So because there was a big debate, which we were talking about at the roundtable, if the bullet, if somebody was shooting from above and a bullet hit off his chest and then went through his neck, and they haven't discussed the exit wound of it. So there's a new theory out there that supposedly it was just right there on stage and it was somebody behind him. And you can see in video something going boop and him. So I'm very curious to see what else comes out from all of this stuff. I know a lot of people are still really hurt and really upset and really touched by this. And, you know, it's crazy, but there's so much more that I think we're going to see.
Oh, there's so much more. I mean, the amount of dissecting that I've been doing, it's ridiculous. I'm like, I can't. Like, my brain hurts. Like I'll piece all these together and like, boom, okay, that totally holds water, looks legit. And all these together over here also totally holds water and looks legit. All I know is the fucking narrative that they're giving us has hella holes in it, like more than Swiss cheese. So I'm not.
Yeah, there's no way. I'm sorry. There's no way this kid did that. If like this were, you know, there's no way this 22-year-old kid did this on his own. He's going to be a patsy. And then the other thing that's floating around are all the conversations that he had on Discord and then his text messages with his Transformer boyfriend, girlfriend. Have you seen those yet?
Yeah. And I don't buy those at all either. Those are planted text messages, obviously. I don't know who talks like that. And the kid himself is pleading not guilty. I think his dad, I want to look into who his parents are, because his dad is probably in some sort of a brotherhood or an organization. And his kid was groomed to do this his entire life. This was his kid's purpose, whether the kid knew it or not, was to take the fall for this.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Who fucking turned?
Wouldn't be surprising.
I mean, I don't know. I guess there are people that turn their kids in, because I've seen the movie Blow, and it blows that his mom turned him in. But I don't know, man. I don't think I would turn my daughter in. I don't.
Well, there's you know, if these messages, I think it was on Discord, right? So say this was real. One of the Discord messages was somebody in the group saying something along the lines of, "Oh my God, did you hear that Charlie Kirk got shot?" And then him saying, "Sorry guys, it was me. I'm going to turn myself into my sheriff friend." How many 22-year-olds have friends that are sheriffs, first of all? And then the narrative going around was that his father turned him in. So what really happened? Like, there's a lot of loose ends with that whole situation.
The narrative that I got is that they went to his Mormon pastor to talk. He was like, the kid was going to kill himself. And then the dad was like, "No, don't kill yourself." He was like, "Come on, let's go talk to Pastor so-and-so." And Pastor so-and-so is friends with the ATF or some shit, coincidentally. It was all set up for him to get taken into custody then, when he thought he was going to go talk to his pastor before killing himself. That's the story that I had heard, which they're trying to pass along as true. Man, I don't know. Like, is this kid even in jail? Like, is this kid, right? If we're questioning the fact that Charlie Kirk could have potentially just been an actor playing this role, I'm not saying you are. You let me do most of the speaking on that. But if we're going to even be open to that, then we got to be open to the fact that this kid isn't even fucking real. Like, there could possibly be no kid sitting in the fucking jail.
Right. It's right. Well, and then too, today, I think a couple hours before I left work, I'm scrolling on Instagram, and it's like, whatever the kid, I forget his name, is on suicide watch. So are we, all right, we're already fucking setting this up that the kid's going to be dead in like 2 days, like, and we're never going to hear anything else from him again, because that's the direction it's like leading towards, you know?
That's exactly what's going to happen. Because what are they going to do? They're going to have to have a trial. If he's pleading not guilty, then it's going to have to go to the box, and we're going to get disclosure. But I mean, if the FBI, if it's coming from the highest level. So if they want this guy to go away, he'll go away. But, oh man, how much more convenient would it be if he just took his life?
Right. And then nothing gets to be said about it. And it's a whole bunch of, oh my God, what if, what if, what if, like we're doing right now, you know, and we never know. So again, I'll give it, we'll put a bet on it. I'll give it 72 hours before he's Dunzo.
I'll give it 72 years before they release any files about it, but they're all going to have Sharpie marks on it.
Yes, exactly. I'll release them redacted. Good luck figuring it out.
So as an influencer, where do you go from here? Obviously, you have built yourself as a MAGA influencer, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can still be patriotic and see some fuckery going around on both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, like, what are your plans?
You know, that's a great question. I think I'm still trying to figure that out. When I had first started doing the social media stuff, I was definitely like very boots on the ground, more journalistic aspect of things. Like I did media and reporting at a CPAC before down in Dallas, Texas, seen Trump speak in person, talked to politicians, did that whole thing, had my social media account banned in which I did so, had come back, did more satirical comedy stuff with, you know, relation to politics, but also threw some truth bombs in there. I really don't know what direction I will go into next. A little bit of still talking about what's going on. I really don't know. I don't know because I'm just coming back after this whole Epstein debacle. I didn't plan on it. I planned on just doom scrolling and watching all you guys all day. But something in me was like, you got to come back and talk. So I'm really not sure. I don't know.
Well, I think whatever it is, it's going to hit you. I have some ideas. I don't know. Maybe like once a month or something, you come on a segment of White Rabbit called the Red Pilling the Redhead.
Yeah, I like that. Do it. Have me on. I'll come on. Hey, whenever you want to have me on, I'm here, my friend. I am more than happy to be able to come on. I enjoy it.
Well, that is awesome. And it's always fun talking to you. I normally like to go for an hour and a half. My dog just threw up on my bed, so I am going to wrap this up as fast as I can.
Yeah, my cat's been scratching at my door, if you haven't heard her little meow. So, you know, mutual. I gotta go attend to this one too. So,
yeah, I just hope she's okay. I'm trying to see. I had chocolate sitting over there, and I don't. Oh, it's still.
Oh no!
No, it's still sitting over there. It's good. I always like. I'm fucking worst case scenario. Immediately always goes to my brain, but she was chewing on grass earlier, so I'm sure she's fine.
I hope she's okay.
Yeah. I said throw up is more like spit up. You know how dogs do.
She had a little hack.
Yeah.
No, yeah. One of those.
Anyways. So yeah. I'm excited to see where you go because I know wherever it is going to be from the heart and whatever you feel is truthful and what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And I'm here for it. I'm always going to back you. You always got a fan over here and
Thank you. I'll do
whatever I can to promote what it is you're doing. But, you know, everybody knows if you guys are listening, go ahead and scroll down right now and you're going to see everything Pretty Patriot. And when you do that, all of her links that she wants you to have are going to be right there. So go ahead and click on them. If you guys are watching this live right now, I'm sorry I don't have those links for you right now, but I will add them after this is already uploaded. And once I figure out the Patreon, for some reason the stream link key has not been working. I'm going to be doing live streams only on Patreon for certain things. I have upcoming sideshows that I'm going to be doing that are only for Patreon. But as for now, you're going to get White Rabbit twice a week on Rumble for free. So please tell your friends to come over and follow the Rumble channel because we did get kicked off of Rockfin, those fucking bastards. But
those pricks.
I'm going to give you the floor to let us know anything that you want us to know.
So, yeah, I'm making a comeback here. You can find me at @thePrettyPatriot_ on Instagram, TikTok. I'm a little bit more active on TikTok, but I do share my stuff over. TikTok likes to censor me. So we'll see how long that lasts. I don't even know what's going on with TikTok. That app might not be there soon, whatever. But you can find me over there for the time being, yapping away. I'll be there and hopefully have some good stuff to put out. I'll be figuring it out. You want to shoot me ideas, anybody, what you want me to talk about, you knock your socks off and message me and I'll be here.
Fuck yeah. I love it. I love the interaction with everybody too. Thank you guys that were in here commenting. Oh shit. Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies in the house. And with that being said, thank you so much for joining me. It's always fun talking to you. Thank you guys for joining in the chat. And keep digging down those rabbit holes. Oh, no. End. Get the fuck. Let me out of here.
Matrix, catalyst on the mic exposing fake and gay shit. Conspiracy junkies, we don't fuck with no sheep. Awaken the lions, let the weak stay asleep. Follow the rabbit, down the hole we go. Are we stuck in the Matrix shit? I don't know. Secret revealed, all lies exposed. Catalyst Jones will never be controlled. Flat earth whispers cut the mainstream's haze. MK Ultra's grip, minds locked in a maze. Hollywood's in the frame, peel back the lies, it's a rigged fucking game. Eyes on the shadow, see the system's design. Whispers in the dark where the secrets align. Rip through the code, I'm done with the plan. Unplug my soul, I'm a free fucking man. Zionist circles plot powers hit in the vault. Truth buried deep, but I'm calling their fault. Call me anti-Semitic, go ahead, fuck it, that's fine. Got no feelings for your feelings, truth's my only lie.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.